And speaking of powerful images, let me take a couple of minutes to tell you about another story that's up right now at PRI.org. It's about all those young people who've left their homes in Europe in recent years to join ISIS. Hundreds of young Belgians, for example, have done that, and their exodus is taking a toll on their families back in Belgium. Not only are they grieving disappeared or even dead children, but the parents also feel alienated because some of those around them see them as the parents of terrorists. Photographer Polomi Basu spent time with three Belgian mothers who lost their sons. Basu started by just hanging out with them.
So what I did was I spent a long time with them, just doing normal things, you know, like whether it's having a cup of tea or just like sitting in a corner and just observing what they do.
Basu met one woman whose son left for Syria in 2012 and is still believed to be there. The mother, understandably, is desperate for any news about him. At one point in their time together, Basu noticed the woman's partially obscured reflection in a window. The symbolism was obvious.
It's almost like parts of the memory that was there at the same time not there about your child, you know, just almost sort of fading away, you know, as with time. And I just thought that that would work as a photo because it not just concealed her identity, it also had a stronger message about memory, about separation.
It's hard to imagine anything worse than a parent losing a child, but Basu says there was another level to the pain these mothers experienced, realizing that they may have missed some important clues.
A lot of them saw change coming through their children, but they just couldn't perceive it. It was not until the sons were gone, only then they realized how they were changing, you know, whether they wanted a certain type of music they didn't want to listen to in the car anymore, they wouldn't have posters in their room anymore. They were just sort of radicalizing slowly, and a lot of the women just couldn't understand that, you know, at that time.
Photographer Polomi Basu, she says she wanted to highlight how these Belgian women who've lost children to ISIS are still trying to carry on with their lives and doing everyday things, going to a restaurant, walking in a park. Powerful stuff for sure. You can see Basu's portraits at PRI.org.